You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show.
My name is Stephen Hamilton, and I'm a colonel in the United States Army, and I am currently working at the Army Cyber Institute as a technical director and the chief of staff. Computers have fascinated me since I was probably in the second grade. I had the VIC-20. I wrote some basic programs. I had the old Compute magazine. It was difficult back then. I had one computer class, I think, by the time I graduated high school, and I obviously did well in that class. But my whole goal was to do computer science. The military became a different part, and it was mostly because I went to go to my brother's dorm at the University of Texas at Arlington, and it seemed chaotic, and I just felt like I needed more order. So I ended up applying and then coming to West Point. So that's what got me started. And then, of course, when I was at West Point, computer science was my degree of choice as soon as I hit the ground. After I graduated, I had a difficult time choosing a branch because there wasn't any branch that directly related to computing. The one thing that I did hold on to is the fact that I already had my ham radio license. I was interested in radio, and so I decided to branch signal, and I think that made sense at the time. Then after that, there was this kind of a funny story, but there was somebody that came to the motor pool, and they said, "Hey, we heard that you're a computer scientist. We have this thing that's written in Cold Fusion and nobody knows how to operate it." And I was like, "Oh no, Cold Fusion, that's terrible." And they're like, "Wait a minute, you've heard of it?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, I've used it when I was growing up, or when I was at West Point." And so they're like, "Oh, well, you're our guy, you're coming up." So I immediately moved to the G6 and I started programming a Cold Fusion web application called TacWeb. It was, it became evident to me how important it was when I met with the commanding general, and he's like, "So you're my TacWeb guy." He's like, "This is what I want you to do. Like, I need this override status on this specific report." And it was very, very detailed. General Sharp was absolutely amazing with telling me exactly what he wanted. And so I spent about 2.5 years probably just working on that website. Code it first and realize what you're trying to do, understand the nuances of it, throw that code away, and then just code it again, and then you'll have that elegant solution. And I even do that with my writing as well. But I think that sometimes your brain has to just understand what's going on. And you can design and plan all you want, but when you actually write the code at the end of the day, and I'm not knocking design, believe me, not at all, but I'm just saying that sometimes you'll write it and you'll realize that there was just nuances that you didn't plan for. And once you've done it though, and you've walked down that lane, you can go back and say, just like you said, then you could say, "Oh, there's a way better way of doing this." When I left Fort Stewart, I ended up working on another website for like a battalion tracking, so more of a tactical level at Fort Hood. And that was just because word of mouth in the Army happens. And I had a battalion commander who was like, "Hey, yeah, I heard you did a bunch of cool web stuff at Fort Stewart. I need you to fix this." And it was like our training slides and tracking our soldiers. And that became super fascinating. And I worked on that. I also worked on a bunch of communications equipment, because that's when I deployed to Iraq. And so I was kind of working two pieces. One was I was like the automation training person, but I was also the operations person for for the networks and trying to figure out how to monitor them efficiently. And then I will say, as a junior officer or even a junior major, I guess, as a senior captain, you know, I did my company command, but I really got to a point where I felt like I was getting burned out. I had two kids and I was gone all the time. I was working weekends and I really hit a burnout point. So I was planning on getting out of the Army. And my last ditch effort was I applied to teach at West Point in the computer science department. I thought that would be a cool thing because first it would get me to advance my degree. I could go back and learn more about computer science. It was a challenging and rewarding assignment that it gave me pretty stable hours too for the family as my kids were young at that point. So that's kind of what happened there. And then basically by the time I was leaving, we were in a high deployment time, 2011, but the cyber was just kicking off. And General Alexander personally came up to West Point. He pulled us all into cybercom. So that's how I got my cybercom assignment working in the J5. One of the things that's helped me become successful is the first thing I would do is start with why. If you just got to be flexible and you just got to be positive, and then you got to have your why. Like, do you feel like you're doing what you do? Like, is it important? Is the mission getting done? Or if you understand what the organization is trying to do, your heart should be in getting that organization there. It's not a selfish thing. It's not about you improving, but it's all about getting the organization to that next level.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show.